NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking news tonight. Hurricane season delivering a 1-2 punch of massive storms battering North America. One now heading straight for Florida. Fiona slams into eastern Canada, the strongest storm ever to hit that country. Roads and houses washed away. Residents swept out to sea. Trees tossed. Power out for more than 500,000 as wind gusts near 100 miles per hour.
It was just wave after wave of water just coming up.
To the south, Ian now on a collision course with Florida, on track to become a powerful hurricane. A state of emergency already just declared for the whole state. Supermarket shelves empty. NASA's Artemis launch canceled. We are tracking Ian's path. Crackdown in Russia. Police arrest hundreds protesting Putin's new draft to fight against Ukraine as two Americans held captive by Russian-aligned forces return home. The daring protests in Iran now spreading across the country, women risking their lives for freedom. We have the only Western broadcast reporter inside Iran.
This is NBC Nightly News with Jose Diaz-Balart.
Good evening. This year's hurricane season is quiet no more, with two dangerous storms now threatening two very different parts of North America. The strongest storm ever to hit Canada is lashing the eastern part of that country right now. Fiona barreled ashore this morning with powerful winds. You can see the destruction it caused. And it's not just the wind, but the water. The rain has not let up, with fears that flash floods will turn deadly. In this country, all eyes are on the Caribbean right now, where Tropical Storm Ian is on a collision course with Florida. That storm now expected to hit the Sunshine State midweek as a Category 2 hurricane, possibly even stronger. There's already a rush on supplies, with supermarket shelves emptied. We're going to walk you through the latest track in just a moment, but we begin with Maggie Vespa in Halifax, Canada.
Tonight, chaos along Canada's east coast. Now post-tropical cyclone Fiona, dubbed the strongest storm to ever make landfall in the nation's history. In Port-au-Basque, homes swept into the Atlantic. In Cape Breton, a state of emergency now declared. Officials confirming two women were pulled out to sea when their homes collapsed. One was rescued by residents. The status of the other, still unknown.
We've had an apartment building roof collapse. 100 people have had to move out, evacuated to a comfort center.
Power knocked out for more than 500,000 people.
The waves were cresting over top of the boat.
Rob Butt drove his boat through the storm.
Do you feel like you guys dodged a bullet?
I feel that we rode a bullet.
Whipping winds gusting near 100 miles an hour at landfall. Fiona dumping 10 inches of rain in some areas. The frantic cleanup capping a merciless run. Fiona, already having slammed Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, now suspected of killing at least 17. And amid a suddenly active hurricane season, all eyes now on Tropical Storm Ian, expected to hit the Gulf Coast next week as a major hurricane. Tonight, Governor Ron DeSantis expanding a state of emergency to cover all of Florida.
Tell me you live in Florida without telling me you live in Florida.
Residents frantically stocking up on supplies.
There's all the potential out there for it to be a disaster, a major one.
And the highly anticipated Artemis rocket launch now scrubbed. NASA citing concerns over the weather. Mother Nature's wrath on full display up and down North America's coast.
And Maggie Vespa joins us now from Halifax. Maggie, how long until they can get their power back?
So, Jose, people in the hardest hit areas should expect to go without power for days. One woman telling us she was warned it likely won't come back on until Thursday. Jose?
Maggie Vespa, thank you. Let's get right to WNBC meteorologist Matt Brickman. Matt, walk us through Ian's current path toward Florida.
Jose, right now, Ian is about 250 miles south of Kingston, Jamaica. But over these next couple of days, it will move westward and enter some very warm waters near the Gulf of Mexico. At that point, it'll start to intensify rapidly. Those water temperatures between 80 and 86 degrees turn this perhaps into a Category 4 hurricane as it moves over western Cuba. Then it tracks towards the Gulf Coast or Florida Panhandle toward the middle of the week. Wednesday or Thursday. Right now, it looks like it could hit as a Cat 2, could be stronger than that. So anyone along Florida's Gulf Coast should have a plan on the middle of the week how to deal with this hurricane incoming. Jose?
Matt Brickman, thank you. Two American prisoners of war released by Russian-aligned forces are home tonight. Alex Drukhi and Andy Nguyen were captured in June while volunteering with Ukraine's military. Today, they arrived home in Alabama. Officials say their release was part of a prisoner exchange brokered by Saudi Arabia. This all comes as Russia faces fierce opposition from inside its own nation as it tries to recruit more soldiers to fight against Ukraine. Aaron McLaughlin reports.
From Moscow to Siberia, anger growing and hundreds arrested. Police officers marked with a symbolic Z, the sign for Putin's war, beating protesters today in St. Petersburg. According to an independent monitor, more than 700 were arrested today across 32 cities. Thousands have already fled Russia to avoid Putin's call for 300,000 more troops. This man made it to Finland, saying he does not support Putin's actions. All this on day two of what the West has called a sham referendum in the occupied areas of Ukraine, with armed soldiers monitoring ballot boxes. Stunning developments on the heels of Ukraine's surprise counteroffensive. Inside a bombed-out Ukrainian church near the destroyed town of Izum, a clear sign the Ukrainians have the Russians running.
The Russians used this church as a staging area and field hospital. And looking around, you definitely get a sense of just how quickly they had to leave as a result of that surprise Ukrainian counteroffensive.
In the northeast, Ukrainian soldiers say news of Putin's mobilization makes no difference to them.
It's fresh meat for us.
Why do you see them as fresh meat?
Just a lot of bodies to their mothers, so... It's sad, but it's sad, first of all, for Russian people. They will die for nothing.
In a war known for its brutality, a rare moment of pity, but no mercy amidst the continued carnage.
And Aaron joins us now from Ukraine. Aaron, President Putin signed a new law today that makes it even harder to avoid the draft.
Jose, failure to show for military service is now punishable by up to 10 years in prison. So tonight, hundreds of thousands of ordinary Russians are being forced to choose between going to prison or going to war. Jose.
Aaron McLaughlin in Kharkiv, Ukraine. Thank you. In Iran tonight, protests are now spreading across the country following the arrest and death of a young woman who violated the nation's strict dress code. And now a dire warning from the country's leader that even more people could be punished. Ali Aruzi is the only Western broadcast journalist inside Iran.
Tonight, growing protests are raging across Iran despite an unforgiving crackdown and threats. Iran's president issuing a warning today, saying authorities must deal decisively with those who oppose the country's security and tranquility. But almost 100 cities have been engulfed with demonstrators, many of them women who are clashing with violent security forces. According to state media, 41 Iranians have been killed since the protests began, sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. She had been arrested by the country's morality police for an alleged violation of Iran's strict Islamic dress code. After she reportedly collapsed, police took Amini to a hospital where she died 3 days later. The Iranians say an investigation is underway. Around the country, many arrests are being made, even during the day when protests are not happening. Security agents identifying demonstrators they believe were on the streets at night. But women, who are at the heart of this protest, continue to defy the authorities, burning headscarves, cutting their hair, and walking in the streets of the capital without a hijab in defiance. Government loyalists have been called on to come out in the streets to show allegiance with the ruling authority. But in cities across the world, rallies were held in support of the Iranian people.
The government here is trying to put a stop to the protests. In addition to blocking internet access, now closing down universities across the country as they are traditionally a hotbed of dissent. Jose?
Ali Aruzi in Tehran, thank you. In Arizona, a controversial abortion ban from the 1800s has just been put back in place. It happened yesterday, and you're looking at protests in the aftermath of that decision, in which a judge essentially reinstated an 1864 law banning abortion with no exception for rape or incest. The ruling also threatens abortion providers with up to 5 years in prison. The only exception is if the woman's life is in jeopardy. We're getting a first look at the final resting place for Queen Elizabeth. The royal family releasing this photo tonight of the marker over the tomb where she is buried at Windsor Castle, joining her beloved husband, Prince Philip, along with her father, King George, and mother, Elizabeth. Coming up, the dramatic move one of the nation's largest school districts is taking to fight a spike in student overdoses.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
We're back with a bold move by one of the nation's largest school districts. It's a controversial effort to help save student lives after a string of recent opioid overdoses. Miguel Almaguer has details.
Tonight, one of the largest school districts in the country announcing it will now provide the medication Narcan to every school, kindergarten through 12th grade, to help reverse overdoses after at least seven teenagers OD'd in the last month on pills, possibly containing fentanyl, according to police.
We are experiencing a devastating epidemic.
The latest overdose, a 15-year-old found unconscious in his home last Saturday, according to officers. The NBC LA investigative team found fentanyl-related deaths in LA County have increased by more than 1,700%, from less than 100 in 2016 to more than 1,600 in 2021. Many of the deaths are young people. The Narcan announcement coming a week after another 15-year-old, Melanie Ramos, died in her high school bathroom from overdosing on a pill, officials said. Two teens have now been arrested in connection with several drug overdoses, including hers.
We're not solving the bigger problem, but this is a short-term gap to a longer-term solution.
Nicholas Matthews used to be a teen opioid addict. Now he runs a substance abuse treatment facility in California.
The immediate solution is to reduce the harm by allowing people to test the drugs that they have to make sure that Narcan and these other life-saving drugs are readily available.
The California Department of Public Health also warning school leaders in a letter this week about a potentially fatal drug they call, quote, rainbow fentanyl, found in pills and powders in a variety of bright colors, shapes, and sizes they say could attract young people. In July, the LA Field Division of the DEA seized about a million pills in Inglewood, a record-breaking bust. But the rise in opioid overdoses among teens is not only a problem in LA. It's seen across the country. According to a research letter that analyzed data from the CDC, fentanyls were involved in about 77% of those overdose deaths last year. Just look at the spike in fentanyl overdoses compared to other drugs.
When I was younger, you would have to inject the substance in order to overdose on it. Now you see people overdosing just by taking pills. It's a really, really scary thing.
Miguel Almaguer, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Tonight, we are remembering Oscar-winning actress Louise Fletcher. She was best known for playing one of the most memorable villains ever in movies, the cruel Nurse Ratched in the 1975 film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Fletcher won the Best Actress Award for that performance. She was 88 years old. Latina Power, the incredible journey for these businesswomen to reach their American dream. There's good news tonight about achieving the American dream. Throughout Hispanic Heritage Month, NBC News has been bringing you stories about the growing economic power of Latinos in our nation. Tonight, we're proud to share the story of two remarkable Latina businesswomen who made their creative vision a reality by daring to stay true to their roots.
Yay!
Inside this warehouse in Brownsville, Texas,
it's like vanilla on chocolate.
Jen Serrano and Veronica Vasquez are creating something special. Inspired by their culture, the couple is designing caps, t-shirts, and hoodies, all with slogans splashed across in Spanish. Words of empowerment like poderosa, meaning powerful, and Latina power.
One, two, three.
For these partners in business and in life, their company, JZD, is about so much more than just clothes. Talk to me about what is being a Latino or Latina.
It's the core of who we are.
My parents sacrificed so much to get me here. And now they get to see me living out this dream.
That American dream started across the border from Brownsville with parents who emigrated from Mexico. Jen was broke when she started the online business in 2016. But it took off after celebrities like Zoe Saldana, Eva Longoria, and Jessica Alba were spotted wearing their designs. That led to the couple's big break. Retail giant Target came calling. And this month it started stocking JZD's merchandise.
Tell me about that time that you both first walked into a Target and saw your t-shirts on there.
There was a lot of tears. We obviously had to have a mariachi, so we had a mariachi. To see everybody come in to shop the products and then to see their reaction, that was tears for days.
No llores.
Now the mission is a family affair with Jennifer's mom and dad pitching in. The team's success, a victory for all.
What is it you think about our cultural roots that makes us who we are?
Our parents, they had to work and sacrifice so much for us. And I think that the biggest gift that they give us is the things that they taught us to be honest, to be hardworking, to show up as ourselves always. And that authenticity, I think, is what has gotten us so far in this business.
And Jen and Veronica are also planning a housewares line. That's NBC Nightly News for this Saturday. I'm Jose Diaz-Balart. Thank you for the privilege of your time, and good night.
From Freakonomics Radio, a new series about a role model we didn't know we needed.
So many crazy things really did happen to him.
The physicist Richard Feynman was one of the most brilliant scientists of his generation, but he was also a troublemaker, an obsessive, and a man who spoke truth to power. Along the way, he created a blueprint for how to lead a life of honest inquiry.
He was a brilliant theoretical physicist, but what really made him stand out was his humanity.
The curious, brilliant, vanishing Mr. Feynman on Freakonomics Radio.